In last week's Friday flashback, we wondered whatever happened to 5-year-old Mackenzie Cherney, seen at a Sparks Crafts night with her dad, Rob, in 2005. After many family members alerted her to the article, Mackenzie sent in this update. In my free time, I love simple pleasures like drinking coffee, thrifting, and going on hikes. I have a deep love for cooking and trying new recipes. Spending time with my two brothers and the rest of my family always fills me with warmth and gratitude. They're my biggest support system, and I cherish the memories we create together. Life's been amazing, full of opportunities, growth, and moments that make me appreciate the journey. One of the most unforgettable experiences I've had recently was a month-long trip to the Philippines with my boyfriend. It was an incredible adventure, exploring new places, soaking up the culture, and trying new foods, something I'll always treasure. I've been blessed to have a continuous journey of growth and learning. I began my educational path at Glen A. Green, and later transitioned to Princess Elizabeth for French immersion, where I got my first taste of language learning and a more diverse academic experience. Mackenzie Cherney and her dad, Rob, at Mackenzie's graduation from McMaster, in May 2024. Courtesy Mackenzie Cherney. After that, I graduated from Centennial Secondary, and my love for learning led me to the University of Guelph, where I completed my Bachelor of Science degree. My academic adventure didn't stop there, though. I pursued an accelerated nursing program at McMaster University, where I was challenged and inspired to become the healthcare professional I am today. Now, I work as a registered nurse in the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, NICU, at McMaster Children's Hospital, a role that allows me to make a real difference in the lives of newborns and their families. It's been incredibly rewarding and humbling to be part of such an important field. Though I've made my way through these stages of life, my roots remain in Font Hill, where my family still lives. I love visiting and staying connected with them, as home is where my heart always feels at peace. As for my dad, he travels frequently for work but always manages to be there for the big moments in my life. His unwavering support means the world to me. Each chapter of my journey has shaped who I am today, and I'm grateful for all the experiences that have brought me to where I am now.